Julian. I was on The Bachelor and I won Bachelor Pad.
And I know nothing about the show, but I love Holly. We're cousins and best friends.
After every episode of The Bachelor, we're hosting a live after party and you're invited.
If you want to gossip about The Bachelor and get the inside scoop on what really happens on the show, you come to the right place.
Welcome to What The Bachelor.
Welcome to What The Bachelor.
That's cute, that's cute. Welcome to What The Bachelor. Hey guys.
Hi.
Welcome to our new set. Isn't it fabulous? We feel super professional up here, but we're not gonna act professional at all.
I'm Verona Corningstone.
And I'm Walter Cronkite.
Welcome to What The Bachelor.
Guys, we love this show so much. I hope you guys love it like we love it.
I mean, the drama is insane.
Megan has never experienced a women tell all.
Never. And it was literally a shit show of all just drama. Chris Harrison. Hansen.
She kept calling him Chris Hansen. He goes, oh.
Have a seat here.
Chris Hansen's the guy that rapes kids. He's like, nope, he doesn't do that. He tries to stop that. But that's Chris Hansen, and we're talking about Chris Harrison.
Yep. So I like him. So yeah. Good job not getting pedophiles or being a pedophile. So okay. Good job.
Yeah. So let's talk about, we'll just do our quick little recap of last week.
So, John, go ahead and play the one of Veronica and Madison just talking.
Who's Veronica?
Not Veronica. I am Veronica Corningstone. I meant Victoria.
Victoria and
Madison.
Madison having their conversation.
It was intense.
They're probably getting ready for their dinner portion right now.
Are ready to go to bed.
Do you feel like you got the clarity that you felt like you needed?
Yeah, it was productive.
Right.
I've been praying that she's been getting the clarity that she's been needing from that fantasy suite date. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like she got that?
She got it.
Yes, she did. She got it. She got it all night long.
And she probably got it in the morning.
She probably did.
That clarity just kept coming.
Hope she didn't get it in the back door, if you know what I'm saying. Nobody wants that.
Not a person. Did we have another video?
We did. We had one that just kind of encompassed all of the girls and what they, how they encompass the whole fantasy suite date. So, John, can you roll that for us, please?
Spinderella cut it up one time. Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Okay, guys.
Hey, wait, quick question. Do you want to talk about sex, baby? Let's talk about you,
Peter,
and
me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be.
Peter.
Ooh.
Let's talk about Peter.
Let's talk about that, guys. Let's talk about the first thing that was like blowing up on everybody's mind. What blew up on your mind?
What are you talking about?
Madison freaking showed up.
You guys, I didn't want her to come back. I wanted her to peace out in the last episode.
Yes.
Walk away from him.
Bye.
Yeah.
She came back and I was like.
I was so disappointed.
I really wanted her to stand her ground and be like, you know what? My morals say you've had sex. I don't want to stay with you anymore because you've literally had sex with the other girls here.
Yeah,
and
you
she
know
came
what?
Back.
Mm-hmm. She sold her soul to the devil for Peter.
Chad the dad? What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, her dad is disappointed in her, as is
She's not
America.
Getting a special plate at dinner time. She's not going to get it.
I don't know. I hated that he couldn't even look at her.
He was shaking like a dog shitting bones. Like he was shitting bones currently, actively.
Like this.
And then he said,
"This Rose."
And she said, "Yes."
Are you sure? Are you sure?
He asked, "Are you
Why
sure?"
Why is he acting like that?
Grow up here. Stop. I've been saying that from day one.
I'm wondering if she didn't walk away and act like that, I'm wondering if she was going to go and he was going to keep Victoria. That's probably a strong possibility.
I don't
know what's going to happen.
And then, number two, he got rid of Victoria. Y'all.
Slow clap for that. You got a really loud clap. I thought I had a loud clap. Michelle writes, yes, she made a point and then came right back.
I know.
But why? Why'd she come back? Oh, yeah. Also, guys, hey. Hey, everybody online, Facebook Live. We love that this is an interactive show.
And so, we're classy tonight, guys.
Look how we're so presidential.
Hey. Hey, guys. Welcome.
Welcome to the debate.
The politician.
The date. The debate.
The
date night debate night.
You're welcome.
Oh, look, just wanted to say hi from Bolivia.
Cecilia Navarro. Bolivia. That's a first from Bolivia.
Bolivia. We love when people from around the world drop in to say hi.
We love
it.
So
we love that this is an interactive show. We want you to write in your questions, your thoughts about the show. So if we're talking about something, feel free. Write in.
Write in.
We love to hear from you.
Like, it's our most favorite thing. And like the questions, it gets our minds going.
Yeah, we want to know, like, ask us anything.
What are your thoughts? Comments, questions, concerns, type them down below. And if you're from somewhere exotic or not exotic, if you're from Delaware, let us know. If you're from South Africa,
what up,
let
Delaware?
Us know.
Delaware. Guess what? I was just on the wrong page. I didn't even know what I was talking about this whole time.
Okay. So,
Victoria, what? Did you want to say something else?
I just feel like
I was going back to Victoria.
I'm representing all brunettes out there because guess what Peter likes, guys?
Brunettes.
All brunettes.
You're a redhead.
Bish, in front of my family? Hey, the drapes don't match the carpet.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's switch cameras. Thank you. Let's get Okay, so speaking of sexy time, Victoria got the bone and then got the boot.
Oh, God.
That should be a t-shirt.
That is my t-shirt that I'm wearing.
Underneath this. I got the bone and the boot. He tooted and booted. Julian Evie, ticket 2020.
Hey! Yay!
That's
now,
right.
Hey, if you're over 18, go out and vote at your polls.
Okay. So, what I wish Peter wouldn't have said when he dismissed Victoria.
Tell me.
I wish he wouldn't have said, I was falling in love with you. Because I don't think there was a, oh, I'm falling in love with you, and then, oh, I'm not falling.
Oh, just kidding.
I just, yeah.
Hey, JK,
let me take it back.
One. JK.
I'm not falling in love with you anymore.
JK.
That was awkward. He shouldn't have said it.
Well, how about the dramatic heartbeat? When was that one? I just remember hearing like,
oh, that was him after he was hugging, what's her face? Madison.
Was it Madison?
Mm-hmm. He was hugging Madison, and that was that really intense moment. You could hear their heartbeats through the microphones.
And by heartbeat, I mean, was it fake?
Brittany, what you saying, Brittany?
Brittany Evans says, thoughts on Hannah Ann crying when Peter gave Madison the rose?
Weird.
This is what I think. She's so young, she doesn't know. She's still a fetus learning on how to navigate the world. And when babies learn, they cry to get attention, and that's when they know they're getting taken care of. And I feel like that when she cried the first time, that's when Peter gave her attention. So she's still learning. So that's, she only knows to cry to get attention. So that's,
no,
she's young.
Okay. An she's actual young. Reason why she was crying is this is a high stress situation you're in. Hard to believe, but it
lives
is.
Lives are at risk, guys.
And
lives are at risk.
It's a high stress situation, and I cry a lot when I'm in a lot of stress.
Or so I get minimal it. Stress.
I love crying. It's my favorite thing. It's mm-hmm. my favorite activity to do
100%.
On the side.
100%.
Anyway, so that was like the big drama, her coming back, Madison coming back in, and then her getting the rose and her accepting the rose. That means she didn't care about her morals anymore. I don't know.
I mean, she's literally, she sold her soul.
She's probably just going to have sex on the next episode.
She's probably pregnant right now with Peter's baby.
I know. So I love Madison so much.
I really want her to do well because I really.
Do well. She's at the end. It's the final two girls. She's doing well.
She's doing great.
I think she's better than Peter, though.
She 100%. Peter sucks. Kind of.
Peter's not the greatest bachelor, but he's just cute.
I just feel like I've heard from not only one person, but literally thousands of people, and by thousands I mean dozens.
Good.
Can they start it over? Because what is he doing? What are you
product
doing?
Product placement.
Brooke Barlow states, just trying to determine if Peter is legit or playing all three women. I agree with you on that. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
I don't think he knows what he's doing.
He doesn't know what he's doing. He really has no clue. He's just like, I like you, and I want to be sweet to you, and I don't want to hurt your feelings.
We'll address that, because Chris Harrison asked Peter at the Women's Hall.
That was a very political statement that you just said.
I'm political.
She is independent in her
beliefs. So I guess let's just talk about the Women Tell All.
It was dramatic. She was like, are you paying attention? I was like, they're literally just talking shit the whole time and yelling at each other. Mm-hmm. And Chris Harrison is like, ladies, we got to cut to commercial break. That's all it was.
No. First, we talk about Alea. She has the hot spot.
She is thug.
Okay. Next, moving on.
That's
you
it.
Didn't pay attention. She was busy talking the whole time during the show, so I'm going to have to carry this horse.
Sorry, I was networking.
Okay. So let's see what I wrote down about
what
Alea.
What did you write down?
She asked all the girls. She's like, hey, everybody, am I not this annoying in real life as I am on the show? And 100. They all were like,
yep.
Yep. Yeah, girl, you that annoying all the time. And so they were like, okay. So she said that her voice is always that high. Her mom calls her...
Are you saying...
Alea.
Yeah.
Her mom says that's her princess voice. She's always had that voice.
That's so annoying.
And it is a princess voice. That's her pageant voice.
She was not raised well. That's what...
No, she was raised just fine. She was raised in the pageant world. They teach you that. Okay. And then... Okay, Sadie Seymour, what do you have to say? I'm so disappointed in Madison as well. Do you think he will propose to her?
I just don't even know anymore, guys. I just feel like
this episode was a shit show.
We got no answers. It's let's burn it down and start from scratch. So
I know.
I think we'll just start over with The Bachelorette. Speaking of Bachelorette.
No, I don't want to talk about that yet.
God,
oh yeah, I do.
She literally runs my life.
Okay. John. Do you even care about us?
John, do you even love us?
You don't even look at our ugly mugs.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what are we at? Are we at a 3?
Okay, let's talk about The Bachelorette. But what I was going to say is all these girls are just talking over each other, blah, 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 over and over and over each other. And then I think, no wonder they couldn't choose a bachelorette from this group of girls.
I literally feel like that's what we do to each other.
Talk over each other. I know, and we are the same age as the new Bachelorette.
Bitch, speak for yourself.
I am a 1 year...
Speak for yourself!
I am 1 year younger than Claire.
I am 5 years younger.
Whatever. Claire Crawley is the... Look at you. You're moving the table. You're just really... Someone come fix the table, because Megan can't stop leaning on it.
Sorry. Sorry.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Let
me fix myself.
I'm going to fire her.
I'll be quiet, guys. Sorry. It was my fault.
Okay. The new Bachelorette was announced this morning. The new Bachelorette was announced this morning. It's Claire Crawley. She was on Juan Pablo season.
Who was it?
She's a tongue twister.
Claire Crawley. Juan Pablo.
she just turned 38 last month.
How do we feel about that?
Sit up straight in your sweet lady outfit. She is 38. I think she's going to do an excellent job as the Bachelorette.
Yes.
Correct. Sorry. I'm Tom Brokaw. Welcome to CNN.
No. I think she's going to do a great job because everyone has complained so much this season that all the girls are so young and immature and no one's actually looking for love that young. They just want Instagram followers. Am I right? I know that's what you're looking for.
That's literally what I'm not looking for anything substantial. I just want Instagram followers. That's all I want.
You're married and your husband is behind the cameras.
Oh, hey.
Nothing substantial though.
Nothing. Hey, let's talk about something substantial. Let's talk about our sponsor.
Hey,
Prong TV.
Thank you, Prong TV, for this lovely studio that we're at. If you would like your own podcast show, guess who can do it?
Do you want to talk about Pokemon?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Do you want to talk about magic cards?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about, you can have your own show.
Let's do it.
How intriguing is that?
If
you're interested, you can go to prong.tv.
Dot TV.
Prong.tv.
Do it up. Cheers again.
Cheers. Uh-huh. Okay, we're talking about Claire the Bachelorette.
Am I allowed to talk?
Yes.
Okay.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Let me fix my jacket. Oh, hold on, guys. We have somebody coming in live right now, hot off the press. Kristen Neff. I love the Claire pit. Going to be great. But is this why they ran the commercial for looking for eligible seniors? Yes. Tell us, Holly. Kristen, you're the same age, is
that
it?
That is hilarious.
Is it?
We are advanced maternal age at this point.
You
for
literally
the Bachelorette.
Are. You literally yes. are. I would put that on my paper right now if you were a
Every
patient.
Time the camera pans to me, I see a lot of wrinkles and I see things I need to fix about myself. So I can't wait to get that started.
You know what I think? I think whenever the camera pans to me, I'm like, girl, you looking great. We killing it. Boom. We look amazing. But I will say, I really feel that having a 38-year-old bachelorette is amazing. And so people that have not tuned in, I have not seen the Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise, Bachelor in Paradise, whatever. I don't know. So I didn't know what was going on, but I do tune into Facebook and Instagram, and I did see a clip it of Claire telling.
A clip it.
I love to wear slacks. Okay. I'm an old lady.
A clip it. I've already stopped listening to you.
No, but I'm saying she told her bachelor off. She was like,
oh, right.
I don't appreciate you treating me that way. I hope you would never treat anybody else that way. I would want you to be the father of my children. Bye. And I was like, this is going to be amazing.
She's a strong, independent woman.
That just, don't need no man.
But no, she does. That's why she's going
she
on the show.
She would like to have a man just to accompany her. And I say, go for it, girl. Do you get a guy to just live your life with, but you don't need him. You keep doing you. And I like it. So I'm all about it.
Guess what you guys should be excited about is that as the Bachelorette, it's all men. And our videos are going to be incredible. You are going to get a lot of men out of this one.
Yeah, you are. Hey, Adam.
What?
What's up?
Okay.
He says I never look better.
As a man?
You're welcome.
I like to cook dinner in my Pilot Peter outfit.
I say, screw guys, I do what I want. Michelle Grin says.
I think Megan's drunk tonight.
I say, I'm here for all the women.
Kelsey, let's talk about Kelsey. Oh, wait, okay.
Here I am.
Michelle says.
I wasn't a fan of her back in the day, but I'm a fan of the idea. Going a little older for the maturity level, I'm over all the Insta models. And I agree. I really like it. Because the more people that I've talked to are older. They're in their late 30s, early 40s. And I feel like that's just going to resonate with a lot of people. I feel it's going to still bring in the younger crowd, but also just they're going to resonate more with the older crowd. And I like it.
I like it, too.
She's beautiful.
Hey, Lisa writes in.
Oh, God.
What's in the cups? Megan, probably just all straight hard liquor over
it's
there.
It's literally heroin.
In a cup.
Thanks, prong.tv.
Mine's Sprite.
Who's professional, friends? Can we please talk about who is professional?
Hey, everybody who's watching right now, just go hit that share button and just share this with the world right now. We would love it.
Thanks. We would literally love it
okay.
so much.
Speaking of champagne,
in Megan's cup, we are going to talk about Champagne Gate with Kelsey. So she gets the hot seat.
That's my favorite.
And I thought it was, I don't know. I all of a sudden liked her again.
I just feel like she was an emotional roller coaster. She was up, down, up, down, up, down. She was all over the place. She loved Peter. She hated Sydney, but also liked Sydney. She was addicted to pills. She wasn't addicted to pills. It was a lot. Mm-hmm. Tonight, she literally was like, yeah, I cried. And screw you, I cried. It was over champagne. It was dumb and it was trivial, but I am here.
And then was it Sydney? She said, you called me a stupid beep, beep, beep. And Kelsey, I didn't say stupid. I called you an effing bitch.
And your mom's a whore.
But like I didn't call you stupid.
I didn't call you stupid.
How dare you say I called you stupid?
I like her a lot.
I liked Kelsey all of a sudden.
But I liked her at the end of whenever she got kicked off. Because she was very dramatic and she was very fun to make fun of. But I also, she's very real. And her parents even know that she's dramatic. She knows she's dramatic.
She's emotional. She's an emotional person. She wears her heart on her sleeve.
Yeah, and I like it.
And her collar and her ponytail holder.
Serena Garrison says, I think the producers pushed Madison to keep going. I think without producers' influence, she would have left for good.
I don't know. I think she's sucked into this thing so hard.
I think
hard.
She is too.
But I bet you the producers were like, he's gonna pick you. He's in love with you. You have to stay. Oof. I hope to God they didn't tell her that. But that's a strong possibility.
I did look at their Instagram followers.
Ooh. Madison has over a million now.
She has over a million followers. And Hannah Ann has she's got a lot, but not at the million level. Like, they're nowhere near.
Kelsey was fighting with Tammy on the show, obviously.
Yeah.
And then they brought that up tonight, and they were kind of bickering back and forth. And Kelsey said, Tammy, you owe me an apology. Do you guys think that
Tammy owes Kelsey an apology?
Yeah.
Because she did call her a pill popper, and it got her like, oh, is she addicted to pills?
Yeah.
Is she an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Like, I never really thought about it until, like, oh, I just thought she was being dramatic for the show. I thought she was just being a dramatic girl.
Yeah, do you think Tammy should apologize to Kelsey for that? Because, I don't know. I really liked Tammy.
She was fun. She was so much fun. Towards the end, before she got eliminated, I was not a fan of her at all because I was like, she's causing a lot of drama. I personally don't feel like it's apples and oranges. That's how I feel because I feel like Tammy's just calling out bullcrap, just trying to start drama. And Kelsey, I mean, she is dramatic, but I don't feel like it was necessarily like a real thing.
Who said, every time the camera's on, your legs just spread open?
Oh my God, Tammy to Mykenna. Mykenna did look beautiful tonight, though.
They all looked beautiful tonight. Every single one of them looked beautiful.
They got a makeup artist.
You look beautiful tonight.
Hey, girl.
I'm just wetting that compliment back.
You are the most beautiful tonight. We
accidentally did our hair the exact same way.
We kind of talked about, like, we're going to be preppy tonight. Let's be preppy. And then I FaceTimed her.
And my hair was done.
And I was like, oh, God, I was going to literally do my hair the exact same way. Which way should I do it?
I said, make sure your right ear is exposed so we don't look exactly the same.
Sorry. That's my bad.
Look, just turn this way. Hey.
Hey.
We look the same.
Where'd you get this from?
Hey, Heather.
Where'd you get this from?
Ask me the question from Heather.
Heather Green Guti says, Holly, why do they never give tissues during the show? Laura.
Wait, Laura?
So I think
Heather
they're together.
Laura.
They're together.
Oh, Heather and Laura together. Okay, sometimes Chris Harrison will pull them out. I think he has them on reserve only for
certain
deep criers.
People.
Those girls weren't crying enough.
Fake
they
crying.
Were like, which...
You're really trying
hard. I need
hard.
A tissue right now because my nose is running.
Hold on, I'm trying to get
I've
it
got
out.
A cold tonight, guys.
Hold on, it's coming. All right, I got one. I just feel like Chris. I really was falling in love with him. And by cold, she means she's got allergies. She just needs to take a Claritin. She's fine.
I don't know what's going on with me. I need a proper diagnosis. Okay, so she's back on the champagne. I have to keep her in
She's got all the diseases. All of them.
I liked when Ashley I brought out that big bottle of champagne for Kelsey. I thought that was really cute because
I had no idea who it was.
She's not. She wasn't.
I still don't know. She was like, that's Ashley I. Duh.
She was on previous seasons and on Bachelor Pad.
What season?
Bachelor in Paradise. And then Chris. His name was Chris. He was a farmer. I'm pretty sure that was the season.
You don't have to be lonely.
So
at farmersonly.com.
Yeah, they tried to use him, and I think he sued them.
Oh.
Yeah. She was a chronic crier on every season she's ever been on. It's like she was known for the crying. So it was really cute that she came on and said, it's okay to be emotional, and then gave her that big bottle of champagne.
I mean, great. I'm ready
cute,
to drink
cute,
it.
Cute,
Why
cute.
Didn't you invite me, Ashley, I, and Kelsey?
So that's the end of Kelsey in the hot seat, and then Victoria gets the hot seat.
She's looking, so pretty.
She looked cute tonight.
I mean, when does she not look cute, though?
She looked extra cute tonight.
She's so cute all the time. She reminds me of a Disney princess. She looks like a character, a cartoon.
My
She's
Sprite
beautiful.
Is so good.
It's liquor and it's vodka and soda.
I'm sick.
With a little bit of lime.
Okay, so Victoria's in the hot seat. Chris Harrison would like to address the rumors of her having the affairs and breaking up.
She said no.
The marriages.
She said no.
Let's go live to the room we have of all the women, the divorced women.
Where is it?
Just kidding. Can you imagine if we got on the phone or on the video chats all the women that she's actually, the women that has been like, no, she actually did ruin my marriage.
Where's that meme of like the man, he's like on the phone.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Is it a My Kenna meme? Because she's all meme.
She is all mean. Abby Durr says, so who do you both
want to win? Obviously. Actually, I love Madison. I think she deserves better than him.
What's in your cup? What's in your cup, Holly?
Right. I think I would love for Madison to win because I don't see it working out with Hannah Ann.
Hey, John, do you have a lighter? Because I just want to burn the season down and start over from scratch. Okay. That's a no. Okay, so we just got to keep going.
We just can't burn this studio down.
I'm going to burn this mother down.
Okay. Okay, so then we have nothing left to talk about except for
nothing. Nothing. We are
no,
done.
Peter,
we are
to we're talk,
we're done.
Yep, show's over. Bye. Thanks for
Bye,
tuning
guys.
In. We have Peter to talk about. He gets caught up to the hot seat. Did you even take any notes? I don't think you did. Nothing.
I did.
She barely watched.
Hold on.
What?
Let's not talk about Peter yet. When Victoria P goes up there, because I'm a nurse, I literally like tuned in. She's like, I'm a nurse. And somebody's like, you're not a nurse, you're a dermatologist. That's a
better.
Pay grade scale.
That's a better job than a nurse.
I was like, I would love to be a dermatologist and get that pay. So,
wait, what was her?
She's an NP. She's a nurse practitioner. She probably works for a dermatologist office doing fillers and Botox and stuff like that.
But she's not a dermatologist.
No, she's a nurse practitioner. She
so
went to
why did someone call out and say she's
because
a dermatologist?
Because they're freaking stupid.
People
they
are
don't
idiots.
Know. But I was like, yeah, I would love to get $30,000 more as a dermatologist than just a nurse practitioner.
People are ridiculous.
Stupid. Stupid.
I didn't call you stupid.
I called you a whore.
Abby.
Abby Durr says, so who is your pick, Megan Eby? I mean, I don't think that him and Hannah Ann have the chemistry. I don't think that they do. I think that the only logical choice is Madison. Do I see him picking her or her staying around? Nope. Do I see him and Hannah Ann sticking it out and making it? Nah.
I don't know.
Do I see him and Victoria making it? Yep. And then they'll break up in about 7 months?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, this is what I'm thinking.
Tell me, girl. Tell me.
You made me forget. I think it's obviously down to the two. I think that he's going to really think about his life with Madison and think, I don't know if I can be that man that she needs.
I mean, that is a very...
And I feel like he's going to end up choosing Hannah Ann because of that. And I think he also realized
his standards.
I think he also realized, like, I really broke her heart with the whole sex thing, and maybe I don't want to wait till we get married to have sex, because that's going to rush that marriage a lot faster, if that's a thing.
It is a thing.
So
it is a thing.
So I don't think he's going to pick Madison.
I just don't think that he can live up to the family standards, and so he's going to be like, what's the easier choice? Hannah Ann.
Who said, go ahead and do whatever you need to do.
Do whatever you need to
do.
I'm here no matter what. Do it. Michelle Grin says, OMG, I'm a nurse too and was so confused. I mean, it's non-medical people that say that crap. They don't know.
I thought you were a gynecologist this whole time.
I literally have watched a couple YouTube tutorials, and I basically do any surgery you need me to do.
Yeah, me too. I tell everyone I'm a dentist all the time.
So if you need anything
I know. Blake always goes, go ahead and diagnose them. Yeah.
Just knock three times. Do a knock and scratch, and I'll know what you need. And that right, Adam?
Heather.
Heather Guti says, sorry, I think he isn't going to choose either one of them. Another thing, who is the mom talking about?
Go get our girl!
Who is it?
Who?
Is it Hannah B? No, because I literally thought it was Madison the whole time.
Maybe Madison has a change of heart, and she's like, okay, legit, I can't do this anymore. And then she walks away.
It's too much, guys.
Madison already knows the family. Remember?
100%.
So now it's like, okay, so the final two girls go home and meet the family. She's already in with the family.
They're already in from day one. I don't know. Mm-hmm, like I said, where's the lighter? Abby Durr says, who would you most like to have on your show from the season?
Oh, that's a great question, Abby.
Victoria F. Victoria F.
Yeah, because she just wants to sleep with her too.
I already have.
You hooker.
You hooker. Hooker. I already have.
I don't know. I think I would.
What's the one girl that we don't know her name, that she just shows up? Savannah or something?
Something. Nobody knows her name. She's just like,
there she is.
She's a beautiful girl. I feel like I would like to have on every girl that we've mocked and dressed
Kelsey,
up as them.
I would want Kelsey.
I would like to, I think you should interview Kelsey or as
Victoria
Kelsey. I'll interview
Victoria F.
As Victoria F. I think this would be a great show.
Hey, tag them below right now so we can do that.
They're probably not Facebook friends with them.
100% they are. Brooke Barlow says, maybe Peter and Chris end up together. I'd watch it.
Who's Chris? Oh, Harrison.
Hanson. Have a seat. Welcome. Have a seat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome to Dateline. I would watch that.
What?
I did see a thing. So, look, I do makeup, and I follow all the makeup tutorial YouTuber people, like all those things. And they were saying that they want a gay... His name is James Charles. I don't know if you've heard of him, but they were like, he needs to be the first gay bachelor.
Who?
James Charles. He has been in the hot seat a lot in the beauty industry because he like talks a bunch
of crap. But he's not in the bachelor world, so he can't be.
But he was on all the Facebook groups.
Nope.
Yeah, he was.
It's fine. It's fine. They're going to have an elderly one now.
They're going to have
the music careers bachelor. I don't know what's happening. They're just, the show is exploding.
So many people have tagged me in the old people one, and I can't wait to do the
recreations,
guys.
First of all, we need
to
stop calling it an old people one.
It's
because
not. It's mature.
It's my age people. No. It says 65 and older, which I wanted to sign my mom up, but she's not even 65.
She's 64 and a half.
She's like 40.
She had you at
three.
Three. She had you at three.
Okay, so Peter, the reason we do this show.
Peter, with your amazing plastic surgery work.
Peter, I know. Did he get, let's talk about a scar.
I can't, every time I look at it, I just think I'm like.
No, did you see the end? When he came back out on stage, he got called in the hot seat by Chris Harrison. He was up talking to him. He looked fantastic. You couldn't even see it. which went and I'm saw sure somebody. I don't know if he had it fixed and then they put a lot of makeup on, 100% but it didn't, it didn't even look raised. Yeah. So I think he had he must have had plastic surgery on it.
I pray he did, because whoever in Costa Rica did not do a great job.
The guy on the side of the road selling tamales
and looking at selling tickets to watch the crocodiles, they weren't great. They were not great.
But Chris Harrison kind of called out Peter. He said, so you kind of got a lot of backlash this season because you rewarded bad behavior. You gave roses to the women that cried and started all the drama. Like, what do you have to say about that?
You know what he's saying about that?
I didn't care. I got the sex.
What did he get? The sex?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
But that was really all, like, he said. And Peter was like, yeah, you grow from your mistakes, which, yeah, I guess.
I was annoyed. I was like, it's fine. It's whatever.
Sadie Seymour, I think Peter ought to go back and get Kelsey.
I really do like Kelsey.
I do like Kelsey. She was great on the Women Tell All. I think once you take away, you get a break from all the drama.
Yeah.
You kind of, like, come back.
And you kind of get a breath of fresh air.
And you're like, oh, I was acting like that?
I was a little crazy.
Yeah, I think she's great.
Yeah, I like her. And I just feel like Peter doesn't know what he's doing, so it's like, whatevs. Let's hunker down do this.
Let's talk about the best part of this entire season.
What was it? Please tell me.
The bloopers. They're so great. I love...
The bug. She's like,
there's a bug in your hair.
It was great. And then he like tried to
hope your volume's not up.
Please turn it all the way up. 100%.
Have you shared this?
Have you shared it yet? Please share it all.
Have you shared this?
No, but why can't he like, they're trying to be all sensual and sexual. And he like pops her up and then bangs her head up against the glass cabinet. That was my favorite. She's weird, guys. She's so pretty. Like, she really is so pretty on Instagram. She's pretty tonight. Following her on Instagram is a completely different thing.
She's like Britney Spears on Instagram.
Ooh, have y'all watched Britney Spears on it?
If you guys want some entertainment besides our show, go follow Britney Spears on Instagram. Oh my God, it's scary. I don't think she's okay.
It's not funny. It's actually
like scary. Like, something's up.
However, every couple months when she goes manic, it's great for entertainment. Mm-hmm. And my Kenna's quite, she's up there because she will dance to Britney Spears in these weird. Like, it's so awkward. I'm like, you go, girl. You're killing it.
Okay, so the end of the show ends with... Oh, wait, we have a question real quick.
Michelle Grin again. Thanks, Michelle. Can we just go back to Bachelor Pad? That was the best in the franchise.
Yes, Bachelor Pad was incredible.
Hey, Miss Grin, you have a little bit of brown on your nose. Can you just wipe that off?
It was an ender. Thank you for loving it. Thank you for loving my show.
Thank you for the question there, for real, or the comment.
I did love Bachelor Pad because people were competing for money.
I feel like that's great. Like, when you compete.
You compete for money over love. It's way better.
People will definitely do whatever at all costs.
Yeah. Okay, so the end, Chris Harrison ominously says.
Tell me what he did.
If you think you know how this show ends, you have no idea.
He turns out to be gay.
No. Who? Peter?
Yeah.
No, Peter is not going to be gay at the end of this.
Tell me. How do you know?
What are your ideas? What do you think? Because we're all thinking he's going to pick one of these girls. Something else is happening. Because they wouldn't have said, you have no idea how this is going to end.
Who was the mom talking about, though?
Go get our girl.
Get our girl. Stella. Stella, your name is fun. I don't even want to pronounce your last name because Hanmihi.
Yeah, I feel like you're Hanmihi. Are you Hawaiian? I love it.
That's a really pretty photo, too.
If you could pick any woman from the series for Peter to bring home to Mama, who do you think would be the best pick?
Madison.
Madison, 100%.
The clearest choice.
Because he
has great chemistry with her, too. I was going to say, like, does he have the best? He does. He has great chemistry with her.
Yep.
Victoria F., he also has great chemistry. However, she's crazy. Hannah Ann, not great chemistry, but she's going to tell you what you want to hear. Like, have sex with whoever you want to do, and I'll still be here. She's a solid choice that's not going anywhere.
Yep.
But
she's like a little puppy dog. She's going to follow him around for a while until he gets sick of her.
Ranger Rick is pissed.
At the end of what they previewed for next week's episode, you guys get us two nights next week, first of all.
We're going to be on location.
Chris
too.
Harrison. Yes. Oh, yeah. We have so much fun things to tell
you soon.
That's
great. So tune in for sure.
So Peter gets told by Chris Harrison something big is happening. I have to tell you something. It's very important. And then it blows Peter's mind. Something's going on.
I don't get it.
I don't know. What do you guys think it is?
Somebody's pregnant.
What's
Are you
happening?
Pregnant? I'm pregnant.
I am not.
I'm pregnant.
She's not.
With a mission.
Kelsey.
Ooh.
McKenna. Sadie, bring Blake in with you both next week. We should have Blake on.
Blake, where are you at?
He's in Canada right now, skiing for the week.
Let's bring in all the liquor and just liquor him up and see what he says.
I'll make him finish watching the season because I have to force that upon him. And then, yeah. All right.
Yep.
All right. Maybe we will have Blake on for a special guest segment.
On our, I'm wearing my evening gown, Holly.
Oh,
are you wearing your evening gown, Holly?
We're going to wear evening gowns for the final episode because.
Why the freak not?
We are going to get fancy. It is the final episode.
Yeah.
Anything we want to tell them?
Yeah, we're going to be live on location to a undetermined location.
It's determined. We'll tell you in a little bit.
And by a little bit, no, we won't.
Remember, if you live in the Greenville, South Carolina area, you can come and sit in our audience. And
hey,
you can
audience
watch.
Members, let me hear you.
Woo! You can come sit in the audience. You can be part of the finale with us, and we would love to have you here. Hey. So just write us and let us know if you want to come.
And if you have a watch party, also let us know because we would love to air your
Welcome to What the Bachelor. We love those videos. So
it's
go ahead
my
and send
favorite.
Them to us.
It's so great.
Yes.
And also, share us. We want to make this.
I've been thirsty for them shares all night, girl.
Girl, she dying of thirst. Are you feeling parched?
Are you sharing this yet?
Are you sharing it? Please follow us on Facebook at What the Bachelor, on Instagram at What the Bachelor.
This is self-promotion now.
Yeah, 100% with self-promotion.
Britney Spears, we love you, Britney.
We really do love you.
All right, well, we have nothing else to talk about because the women's hall is just—it's always just a shit show. So
we're women telling all the things all the time.
Yeah.
Also, you can hear us on Apple Podcast.
Oh, we're still self-promoting. I forgot.
Girl, hey, you want us to stick around? You better promote us because if you don't promote us, we ain't gonna stick around.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you all. We'll see you next week. Bye.